Unlock the past and safeguard your memories with scanmyphotos.com. Here's our special promo code, GODIGITAL, to get a whopping up to 50% off your photo scanning order. Don't let your cherished moments fade away. Digitize them now with precision and care. Whether it's old slides, photos, or films, bring them into the digital age and relive those precious memories. This is an affiliate promotion, meaning we may earn a commission if you take advantage of this fantastic deal. Act fast, preserve your history, and save big with Go Digital at scanmyphotos.com. I'm Maureen Taylor, the photo detective. I really love family photographs, all of them, from the mystery images you find in shoeboxes and albums to the pictures you snap with your digital devices. No mystery is too small. A simple question about an image can lead to new stories of your ancestors. This means you can count on me to help you identify the people in them, offer solutions for preserving and organizing them, and yes, even guide you in the various ways to gather and share picture stories with your relatives. Welcome to The Photo Detective, where we cover historical image analysis, genealogy, and how to work with your family photo collection. I hope you're enjoying this month-long focus on tintypes. Those inexpensive metal images of our ancestors appear in antique shops and online auctions in cases, paper sleeves, and without any protective covering. Durable enough to be mailed during the Civil War, they were common throughout the latter half of the 19th century and persisted into the 20th. Anyone could afford to pose for one. They came in a variety of sizes and shapes, tiny thumbnail gems, had lovely palm-size albums so that you could collect images of family and friends. They could appear in jewelry as well. Their plate sizes mimicked the dimensions of daguerreotype plates, from a ninth plate of 2 by 2.5 inches to a whole plate of 6.5 by 8.5 inches. My family collection only contains a single tintype, but when I ask audiences about the types of images in their collections, most of the room raises their hands when I mention tintypes. The word tin is a misnomer for this image format, which was patented in 1856. They aren't tin at all, but iron, originally known as melanotypes or ferrotypes. But tintype is the term that stuck. In The American Tintype by Floyd and Marion Reinhart and Robert Wagner, a common expression, "not on your tintype," connotated a negative and persisted in popular writings until the early 1960s. Early motion pictures were referred to as galloping tintypes. While art historians tend to mention that tintypes reached their peak during the Civil War, that's not my experience. If anything, I've seen more of them from the late 19th century. Here's a compilation of some common inquiries about these metal images. Were there itinerant tintypists? Absolutely. Matthew Brady had a portable studio during the Civil War. These images were considered a very democratic art because just about anyone could afford to pose for one, and there were lots of studios that specialized in tintypes. If customers couldn't get to the studio, then photographers traveled to them with wagons and in photographic train cars, really huge train cars that advertised on the side that they were a photo studio. I'd watch for tintypes with a draped sheet as a backdrop, because sometimes you can spot the log cabin beneath it for the photographer that used the outdoors as their photo studio. They were also called America's instant pictures long before the Polaroids. I have a flaking tintype. How should I care for it? Well, while it's best to place tintypes in protective polyester sleeves, a flaking tintype should be stored in an acid and lignin-free envelope instead. Tintypes scratch and they rust, so polyester sleeves can help prevent abrasion, And by all means, keep them away from high moisture situations. Anything having to do with water, and your tin type might get kind of rusty. One of the things you should do for all of your images is scan them. And one of the reasons is the next question. My tin type is very dark. Is there anything that I can do about that? Well, you could go to a professional photo conservator, someone who can perhaps remove the varnish and brighten up the image. But the good news is you can also use a program like Vivapix Restore to improve the quality of your picture. Scan your images at a high resolution of at least 600 dpi TIFF and upload it to your Restore program. You can then play with the various settings in the program to make your images go from dark to brilliant. We call it the Vivapix Fix. Vivapix Restore works on Windows and Mac, and it's easy, so easy. So when you upload an image, it gives you 9 possible fixes. You choose that fix and then go in and refine it if you'd like to. There is no information on my tin type, so how can I date it? Great question. So while I mentioned in the beginning that tin types sometimes came in cases, which means you can date the case or the velvet liner or the mat, and sometimes you might get lucky and even see a photographer's name, and sometimes they came in paper sleeves with a photographer's name on them and some decorative embossing on the front of the sleeve. Most tin types that I see for sale and in family collections are not enclosed in anything. They are just the tin type. And in that case, you don't have really any other information to go on other than the clothing clues, your family history information, and whatever you can see in the background of the image. Now, clothing will definitely help you place the image in a time frame, and your family history information will help you discern who might be in the photograph. The background props and those other background details might help you determine where the photograph was taken, but only if you can find the same studio and the same props and the same setup in other images taken in the area in which your ancestors lived. Then you might actually be able to identify not just where it was taken, but who took it. I love tin types. They are special because so many people have them. And people, by the time tin types come around, are actually pretty comfortable in front of the camera. So you can often find individuals clowning for the camera in tin types. They might be drinking. I have a couple playing cards. You just never know what you're going to see in a tin type. And that's the allure of collecting them. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it on social media, leave me a rating and a review, and if you know of a friend or family member who's also interested in family photographs, share this episode with them too. See you next time. I'm thrilled to be offering something new. Photo Investigations. These collaborative one-on-one sessions look at your family photos. You and I meet to discuss your mystery images and find out how each clue and hint might contribute to your family history. And trust me, these images can reveal so much in your research. I have decades of experience in the photo, genealogy, and history industries. This is your chance to learn from me and discover the stories in your family images. You can find out more by going to MaureenTaylor.com and clicking on Family Photo Investigations.